Well, welcome CLCC. How are you guys doing this morning? Oh, I see the sun came out. Oh, goodness, outside. Wow. I didn't think it was supposed to come out today, but I was like, oh, yay. And welcome to our online friends. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you're at home because of the snow, we understand. We just want to make sure everyone's safe, but we did have services today. But we've got some great things for the Lord to do in your hearts today, and excited to be able to bring this word to you. But, yeah, so it was quite an endeavor this morning to get all this stuff going. And it was just like, oh, is it going to snow? Are we going to cancel? All these different things. And the Lord brought us through and brought us here. So I'm really happy about that. I love what you shared, Pastor Kurt, earlier about promises, what God's promises are in worship. And that was so good, so good. So I just want to affirm that. That was really what I feel like he was speaking as well. So, but let's just go ahead and start off with a word of prayer, and then we'll get into a few other things. So, Father, we just thank you right now for what you're about to do in this house and in our Facebook friends and our community in Newville and Carlisle and all the other surrounding boroughs and towns. Father, how big or small, Lord, we thank you, Father, that you are about to do some great things in 2024. Lord, 2023 was a fun year. It had some good things. It had some hardships, Father. But, Lord, we are so thankful that you are faithful and we can trust in you. Lord, we worship you and we praise you this morning as we listen with our hearts and with our minds. Father, that you would just help me to communicate it clearly to everyone that's in the sound of my voice, your heart, and what your words are today for us. I thank you, Father, for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So, unfortunately, my wife is not here today. We were going to have a different sermon about casting vision for 2024 for CLCC and what God's really put on our hearts and things like that. But unfortunately, my daughter is sick, so someone had to stay home with her. My wife was very courteous of that and was like, I'll stay at home. And, you know, so unfortunately, we're both not here doing the sermon together this week. So I was praying last night, like, well, Lord, what do you want to give me for something different then? Because I didn't feel like sharing the vision was for today than if we weren't able to share it together. Because, you know, we're co-lead pastors of the church, and so really feel like that was very important for us to do. So I was like, well, God, what do you want to go? Where do you want to go with all this stuff? And he popped into my spirit a question. And I love it when God asks you a question because he's looking for an answer. It's not rhetorical. When he pops a question into your spirit, he is looking for an answer, and he's not looking for, you know how we give answers sometimes? You know how we kind of give shallow answers? Oh, how you doing? Oh, I'm fine. You know, we kind of, maybe you're not, but, you know, we give those shallow answers, and we're like, oh, I'm good. You know, real quick, when God asks you a question, he is looking for your answer and for it to be truthful, because, I mean, God is God. He knows what's going on regardless whether we want to say anything or not. He really knows. I mean, come on, people. So, I mean, he really knows. So it's like, he asked me this question, and he said, I want you to share this with CLCC. I was like, all right. And so the question is, do you trust him? I was like, oh, that's a loaded question sometimes. Because of different things happening, do we trust him? I mean, that's a big thing. I remember back in the day, a good exercise that we used to do as kids was the trust game. Did anyone else play that when you were in kids? Yes, exactly, Mike, yeah. So what you would do is you would have, come here, Scott, I'll get you up here real quick. Come on up here. He's big and strong, that's why I picked him. So what we do is, Scott, say hello to Facebook, say hi, guys. Good morning. Okay, so what would you do is, if you would stay behind me, Scott, what you would do is you would stand behind, and the guy behind would say, do you trust me?
Do you trust me?
And then I would say yes, and then I would fall back. Are you ready to catch me?
I'm ready.
I trust you, Scott. You're not going with me far, are you?
Gotcha.
Okay, so I'm going to trust, and I don't look back. I don't step back. I just fall back. Okay, we're good. Okay, thank you, Scott. I appreciate that. So that's trust right there. Now, Scott's trusting that I don't fall forward on my face because he's not going to catch me, all right? You know, I'm trusting that he will that he will catch me when I fall back. Now, I had some other leaders during this time that would let you get within inches of the ground and catch you at the last second. That was a little bit, I mean, they would let you get all the way back in, you're like, and then you would feel like, okay, they caught me. So that was trust. Do you trust God? Do you trust him? And, you know, when we're younger, it's easy to trust, isn't it? We trust mom, we trust dad, we know, we trust everything, we trust everyone, everyone's good when we're younger. But as we get older, we're not so much trusting, are we? Are we? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing in a sense, but I'm saying where our trust becomes a little bit more skewed because we start seeing the world in a different way. I know that as I work at a bank, I find that my trust levels are not where they would normally be. Let's just put it like that. I've seen a lot of things working at a bank that I'm like, ugh, that's not right. And I'm like, oh my goodness. There are so many people out there trying to scam or trying to, you know, hoodwink you or, you know, do something or bamboozle you or something like that. There are a lot of people out there trying to lie to you. I mean, look at your email nowadays. My gosh. Oh, you've got a delivery from this. Click this link and, you know, pick up your delivery. I didn't order anything from delivery. What are they talking about? You know, oh, click this link and you'll be rich beyond your years. Oh, you know, I mean, there's just so much junk out there sometimes. So many scams and everything like that. And it's just like, how do you trust sometimes? How do you trust? The problem is with getting older and getting more like that is that we somehow have made that whole opinion and that experience, we somehow pull God into that. And that's where we have to be careful. Because even though as we experience things, some things happen and we're like, oh, I should have trusted that person. Oh, I should have done that. Or I should have trusted this and this. We relate it to God in sometimes. And God's like, I had nothing to do with that. You did that all by yourself. You didn't ask me any of that. But yet you went ahead with it. Now you're blaming me for that? That's what we do. So then when we think about God, we're like, well, I don't know if I really trust him because this happened and this happened. No. We have to realize that God is for us and not against us. It says in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's right, all of your heart, Pastor Steve. Not some, not a little bit of it, not most of it, or 95% of it, all of your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Aren't we good at that, though? I mean, aren't we good? I mean, we think we know a lot. My son thinks he knows a lot. My daughters think they know a lot. And they're 10 and 11, and they're 7, and they're 3, and they think they know everything. And I'm like, you don't really know as much as you think. Sometimes I think I know a lot compared to God. I'm like, all right, God, no worries. I got this. Don't you worry. Don't lift your hand. I got this. No, I mean, that's the most foolish thing that you can do, really, to be honest. Think, okay, God, no worries. You just take a step back. You know, you just relax. Drink a heavenly drink or have some angel food or, you know, whatever you want to do, God. You know, just relax. And I'll take care of this because I know what I'm doing. That's not how it should be, nor is that how it shows that we should do that. Do not lean on your own understanding. We should be trusting in the Lord with all of our heart. It says in the Bible 56 times, trust in the Lord. 56 times. If someone tells you to do something 56 times, don't you think you should do it? I mean, really, I mean, how many times did your mom or your dad say, I want you to do this, I want you to do this? And that was very important. I know growing up, if my dad said to do it and do it now, one time, I better do it. I better do it. Or there will be consequences. And those usually were very painful consequences. either on my rear end or on my lifestyle or my finances or something else that I wanted to do. Something got canceled. I didn't get to do certain things. So I knew if my father mentioned it one time, it should be done. How much more should we embrace it 56 times in the Bible? 56 times. It's a lot of times. In the living Word of God, which is also the written Word of God. 56 times. So back to the question, do you trust Him? Bringing it back, do you trust Him? And you might be saying, well, Van, you know, Pastor Van, I trust Him. I do trust Him. And you're like, yeah, I feel like I do trust Him. All right. Would you like to take a test with me? Let's see how much you do trust Him. Oh, no, Pastor Van, I don't know about a test. I gave that up in college. I gave that up in high school. I'm done with tests. Well, I'll ask you two easy test questions. How's that? Two easy questions. We won't go into all the different ones because I got about 10 here we could ask. But how about two easy questions, all right? And you don't have to, you don't have to answer. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't even have to respond to me. That's a wonderful test. You get an A+ just for listening today. How's that? That's a great score. Man, that's a lot better than a lot of grades I got in college and high school. A+ just for listening. Thanks for showing up today. Thanks for listening. A+ for you. So just want to give out A+s to everyone. So you're welcome. So here's the question. So here's the question for you. Do you trust Him? And I'm going to say a certain area of do you trust Him with. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Do you trust Him with your tithe? Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it, Pastor Van. You're talking about money now. That's it. I'm shutting it down. I'm shutting Facebook click off. You know, I'm shutting you down on that. Do you trust Him? Really? You told me that you trust Him. Do you trust Him with your tithe? Because it says, the tithe is the Lord, that's 10% of gross, just to make sure you know exactly what the tithe is. Anything extra is gift and giving. But do you trust Him to tithe? Because He says, you give me the 10%, I'll bless the 90% that you have. Do you trust Him? Now, you don't have to tell me if you're doing that or not. But let's read a few scriptures to kind of help you out with that one. So let's go to Proverbs 16:20. You ready? Let's go to Proverbs 16:20. I like this one. The Lord put on my heart for this one. Proverbs 16:20. I'm going to actually pull out my Bible for this instead of my... I usually do it in my sermons, and I usually do it in my on my computer and have everything run out. But I was like, I want to read the Word, the actual Word today. Not saying it's not the Word on the online, but I was like, you know what, I want to open my Bible up and really read it because I don't always do that while I'm up here. So 16:20. Whoever gives heed, so Proverbs 16:20, whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. Prospers. Whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. The Lord has instructed us to do the tithe. And He's going to prosper us. It's a promise, like Pastor Kurt said. But to get into promises, we have to believe in them. And we also, from believing, there's trust there. Do we really trust Him? Let's go to Proverbs 22:19. Let's go there now. Proverbs 22:19. Just a few pages over. It's page 930 in my Bible. If it's not that in yours, it's okay. Proverbs 22:19. So that your trust may be in the Lord, I teach you today, even you. So that your trust may be in the Lord, I teach you today, even you. Trusting Him. We have to trust Him and what we're doing. and that's trusting Him with our tithe, with our finances. Because God can do whatever He wants to do. Let's just face it. If He really is God, when He really is, He can take care of us any way He wants to financially, but He uses money to check our heart. A great man once said, I can tell a man's heart by when he opens his wallet. I was like, that's very true. It's very true. So do we trust Him with our tithe? And it's not just trusting Him with our tithe. It's our heart attitude with that. Let's go a step further. It's not just trusting Him that way, like, oh, God, you know, fine, I'll give you the tithe, and we'll see what happens. That's not really trusting Him. That's more doing it begrudgingly. And God says in 2 Corinthians 9:7, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. If you trust Him, you're going to give to Him cheerfully. You're going to give to Him knowing that you're doing something. Now, sometimes we can get caught up on, oh, it's 10%, it's a tithe. Do you know what that's going to? Maybe I need to enlighten you a little bit. You know what that tithe is? The tithe is for the local church to be able to advance the kingdom of God in your area. To be able to empower pastors and be able to empower the leaders at the church to be able to go out and do things. That's what the tithe is about. It's not just some grand account we have at the church just soaking up money. It's not like Scrooge McDuck living back here. Now we have a big vault back here in the back full of money that no one knows about. And myself, Pastor Kurt, Pastor Steve, Pastor Steph, we go swim in it every day. You know, we just go swim in the money because there's so much back here in a vault where we keep all the tithe. It's not like that at all. I'm sorry if that is your thought about that. I'm sorry if that's your thought process. It's not like that. The tithe is given to the church to be able to pay for salaries, to pay for the building, for the lights, to be able to do outreaches, to be able to give to local community things, to be able to give to missionaries. It's impacting the church and the world. That's what tithe is. And God said, I only want 10%. I'm only asking for 10%. That's what being a cheerful giver is. We know what's going in. Because when you sow that tithe, you're sowing into the kingdom. You're coming out of a worldly culture, coming into a kingdom culture. And man, His kingdom is so good. All right. So do you trust Him with your tithe? That was a big one. That was a big one. Pastor Van, you were throwing out some big blows there. I wasn't quite ready for that one, but here it is. All right, here's the next one. Are you ready for the next one? Do you trust Him? Do you trust the Word of God? And most of us would say, yeah, of course we do. Yeah, it's God's Word, you know. It's all good, you know. God written it, you know. It was written by men, inspired by God, the written Word. It's living, yes. And it says in John 1:1-3, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that was made, that has been made. The Word of God. But if you trust the Word, why don't you read it a little bit more? Why don't you believe it? If it says God's going to do something, it's going to happen. Now, there are partnerships that we need to partner with God about to help these things come true, not in saying we have to do things, but we have to do our part in these promises that God's given us to be faithful, to remain, yes, God declaring your promises, but also to have our hearts and our minds connected to Him, how He wants to partner with us. But we have to believe him as well. We have to believe that this word of God is truly the best for us. And sometimes we have a hard time with that. Because sometimes there's been some teaching about this word that hasn't been exactly accurate, unfortunately. And that can sway us. Like, well, does it really say that? Does it, you know, we hear things about it, and we just automatically believe. So, like, one of the old sayings, and this is something that was passed through that was supposed to be word of God, but it never was, God helps those who help themselves. So many of you believe that's in the scriptures because they've been told that. It's not. It's not in there. There are other verses and things that go kind of along with that, but not quite. But trusting the word is believing the word, is knowing the word, reading it. Now, I'm not trying to come down on anyone. I'm not saying, you do this. I'm not trying to beat anyone down by saying, do you trust in God? Do you trust him? That is not God's plan. That's not what he wants to do this morning. That's not what he ever wants to do in your life. He's not here to condemn you in any way. For God did not send his son to condemn the world, but through him the world might be saved. John 3:17. If he wanted to condemn us, well, that was easy. That was it. We're done. I mean, that's really it. We didn't have to send his son or anything. Boom, we could just have another flood like Noah or an asteroid hit or anything else, and we're done. That's it. But God wanted to reconcile us to his own. And this word is not meant to put anyone down. It is meant to encourage. It is meant to inspire. It is meant to iron sharpens iron. It is meant to, I would say, challenge you in this area. Challenge you in these areas. Do you trust in him? Do you trust him? Do you trust what he says in this world is true? Do you? Amen. Amen. It is. It's true. And it's amazing how it always amazed me how he does this book, The Living Word. I just sometimes am so flabbergasted by it. Because it is written, it's been written many, many years ago. And yet, because it's living and active, I can read something that will become so active in me because of something, but can totally change in whatever my situation's going on. It's so amazing that God can do that because it's living and active. It is written, yes. This is the written word of God, written by men of God, inspired by God. But it's amazing, whenever I read it, God will illuminate revelation. He will bring to light things, and suddenly things will change around by reading what the Lord has said. It always amazes me. Always amazes me. And we can trust him. We can trust him when he brings us revelation. We can trust him when he brings things to us. And maybe you might be like saying, well, Pastor Van, I read something the other day I wasn't too sure about. I don't know if that's really what he means by it and things like that. That's okay. You can come talk to one of the pastors here. You can give us a call. You know, we'd love to be able to sit down, pray with you about certain things, because we even have words that we receive sometimes that I go to Pastor Steve, I'll go to Pastor Kurt. We're like, you know, I just want some confirmation, because this is what I heard and this is what I'm really going after. And I just want to make sure this is what I heard correctly. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no shame in that. The enemy would love to put shame on that, because then he's going to try to get in between so you don't trust him, you don't trust God and what he's going to give you. But we can do those things and have peace in it. We can go to our leadership. We can go to people like that and say, would you pray? I got this word. I'm just not quite sure how it fits. I'm not quite sure what's going on with it. But I trust that the Lord has given me this word. We'd love to pray with you. We'd love to see God do some great things in your life. And maybe it's a little bit not quite as clear. Maybe it's not quite, you didn't heard exactly right. And that's okay. We're not perfect. We have perfect standing in Him and His righteousness. But we don't always get everything right. Man, I would love to get everything right, man. But could you believe my wife living with someone who does everything perfect? That would drive her up the wall. And I can't, and the Lord knows that she couldn't handle that. So He made me imperfect. Very, very, and I show it pretty much every day. I mean, I think so. I mean, not tooting my own horn, but I'm pretty good at being imperfect. I'm just saying. I'm kind of a big thing, you know what I'm saying? About being imperfect. So, you know. Oh, dear Jesus. That's right. But then again, would I want to live next to a perfect person either? Would she always be perfect, always saying the right thing at every time? Oh, man, that'd be exasperating. That's why Jesus never got married. Who would want to be married to Jesus? You never win an argument. You'd never be able to do anything right, it felt like. Man, he'd be always saying, you know, is that really what the Lord says? Is that really your heart? Like, oh, dang it. All right, fine, I'll repent. You know, I mean, it's just like, oh, it's just my way. It's not really true, but I want my way, you know? Oh, man. I'm just glad I don't have to marry someone that's perfect. So if you're looking for the perfect person out there, don't do it. Because it's not perfect. I'm just saying that. So, but yeah, so do you trust Him? We talked about tithe. We talked about the Word of God. I'm just going to bring up a few other little things. We're not going to go in detail with these other topics, but just to expand your thought process to make sure it's out of the box. Do you trust God with your kids, with your marriage, with your life? That means your goals, your destiny, what you want to see you do. Do you trust God in your job? Do you trust God in your ministry? Your church here at CLCC. Do you trust God in your pastors? Oh, no. Do you trust God in 2024? And I know that things have happened along the way. There are times where we're not as trusting. And the Lord sees those things. But it's okay. He wants to work with us in those things. He wants to heal things. He wants to restore things. He wants to bring things back to life that we thought were dead. His promises, His vision. But we have to trust Him. We have to trust Him. And if you're having problems trusting Him this morning, I want to encourage you. You can look at a few different things. You can look at the Scriptures, and the book is filled with men of God, women of God, trusting Him, trusting God, and showing how He's coming through. I mean, He even fed Elijah by ravens in the desert. That's pretty amazing, to be honest. I'm not saying, I mean, I don't really want to be fed by ravens, you know, in the snow that we have up here. But, you know, if there was a way to be fed, that would be pretty interesting. I'd say about that. But then I kind of wonder, you know what, how many ravens did it take to feed Elijah? You know, this is just me thinking. I'm like, did it take, you know, did they have a little piece of meat, or did they break like a big old chunk of meat and just kind of sit there? Or was it bread? Or, you know, that's how my mind works. But they're fed. I mean, do you trust Him? Jesus had to pay taxes. Did you know that Jesus paid taxes? The temple tax? Did you realize that? Now, I'm not a big fan of taxes, but I know where they had to go. But Jesus paid taxes. And He said, hey, go out there, catch a fish, and the tax is in it. And the disciple went out there, caught a fish, and boom, there's the taxes. The fish carried the money. Wouldn't that be nice? I guarantee you more people would be interested in fishing if they realized there was money in the fish's mouth every time they went. I could get Pastor Steve out there on the fishing boat any day of the week, I'm sure. I get any of y'all. You'd be like, hey, this is Pastor Van. I'll give you a call. Hey, let's go fishing. Yeah, I'm there. Let's go. Let's go. So, yeah, I guarantee you we see an increase in fishing licenses renewed and things like that. Started offering money in those fish's mouth. Ha! The scriptures are filled with things. Filled with stories. Joseph, Abraham, Simon Peter, Saul, Paul. Testimonies full of how God did great things and they trusted him. And then the second thing is we can look at our own lives. What has God brought you through? What has he done recently? Or maybe it was a few years ago. What did he do? What did you trust him in? And he came through. And boy, those are powerful. Because when you go back to think about all those times, or that one really big time, sometimes there's that one really big time. For me, one of the really big times was I was on my way to church camp. I was driving my mom's vehicle. I was about 16 at the time. Going to church camp. Going to the church, though, to get on the bus to go to church camp. Road I'd driven for many times. Knew the road very well. Ended up slipping on the side of the road for a moment. And then the vehicle spun in the middle of the road. Nothing coming. But then I rolled down a 30-foot embankment. Yeah. 30 foot. And I could still remember everything happening. I was playing Delirious. I was playing the song, playing the band Delirious on the cassette. A cassette is a tape. For those that don't understand that, it's a tape. They used to put little things in there. You used to wind it. It's not like a CD. It's well before CD. So just in case you don't understand that reference, it was a tape. Not an 8-track. That's a totally different thing. But just a tape. So I was playing that, and I remember going into a spin and seeing the whole thing spinning around. I remember seeing this as like, is this a dream? And then I'm rolling around down the hill, and I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, what is going on? And then I'm like, okay. Then a split second, it all happened so fast, but then it went so slow too, because my mind is racing at this time. And I'm thinking, oh man, there's a creek down here. I've got to figure out a way how to get out of this because I'm going to drown if I don't get out of this vehicle very quickly. Now, I landed at the bottom of that embankment, right side up. The water was down, so I didn't have to worry about the water. I walked up, and the only scratches I had on me were from the briars walking up. That was a big thing. I knew I could trust him from that experience. And then I went to church camp and had an awesome year. Now, my mother, on the other hand, had a different story. When I had to go tell her, hey, Mom, I wrecked your car. I'm going to church camp. I love you. Bye. She had a different reaction. She was like, okay. And I woke her up with a dead sleep. So it was probably a good thing I did because she would have been livid with me. And she was living with me, but she was very mad at me. But I was at church camp, so what can you be mad about? So I'm just like, all right, we're good. But when I got it back, it was a lot of some things I had to take care of. But we can trust him. We can trust him. He's good. And if you're having problems trusting him, ask him, Lord, I'm having troubles trusting you. Help me to trust you more. Help me to believe in you. Help me to have more faith in you. Because when you trust in him, greater things will you do than him. It says in the word, greater things we will do. But we have to trust in him. So I want everyone to stand, please, if you can. So I want to do two things as we close here. go ahead and keep it going for just for a second. I want to pray for some people on Facebook. So today I just want to do this, and this includes my Facebook community and friends. I know that God is our healer, and He wants to heal. He wants to touch our bodies. And I don't know if it's for someone on Facebook or someone here, but I really sense the Lord wants to heal today. And is there anyone here in this house with pain in their left leg or their ankle or knee or anything, or their hip? Does anyone have that here? I wasn't sure if it's for here or Facebook. Okay, so one person for here. Okay, two? Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray, and this is for Facebook as well. We're going to pray that God touches and heals right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank You right now. Because of Your blood, You heal our infirmities, and You bore our sicknesses, Father. We thank You that the blood of Christ covers all and heals all. So we speak right now to these aches and pains, whether it might be through a disease, whether it might be through a condition, whether it might just be, you know, it's not as young as it used to be. Father, right now, we just speak right now healing and wholeness. We speak to no more pain. We speak pain to be gone right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank You, Father, for Your soothing, healing touch right now. We thank You, Father, right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So as we finish up and we say goodbye to our Facebook friends, we love you guys. We'll see you hopefully next week. I just want to give everyone an opportunity to respond to what I'm talking about today and trusting Him. So I'm going to put on a song, and I want you to ask God, because He asked you the question, do you trust Me? I want you to answer Him and say, God, what do I need? What area am I not trusting You in? Or is there an area that I'm not trusting You in? Because I know that You're good. I know You're faithful, and I believe in You. But God, is there an area that I need to trust You more in? Or if God's already said, yep, God's already put his hand or His finger on something, like, oh, yes, God, I know, I know. And if you didn't make it right, that's fine. The altar's open if you want to come up. We're not going to pray for anybody today. But if you want to come up and just kneel or be at the altar where you want to make a declaration, or you're like, all right, God, I'm listening, I'm responding. Or if you want to respond to your chair with your heart, that's fine. Doesn't matter. I just want to give you freedom to respond how you want to. So as we're going to play this song for the next 5 minutes, give you a few minutes, and then we're going to pray afterwards, okay? Thank You, Jesus.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. And what He did for me on Calvary is more than enough. Oh, I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. My story.
the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord.